Blog Talk Radio.
What's up?
Chris Chadwick in the house tonight. Another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm doing great myself. I'm jacked up. Nothing like a little AC/DC to get the blood boiling. Big week, barbecue. It's always a big week in barbecue. Anytime we talk barbecue, it's got to be a big week. It's got to be good. It's just a big kid's toy. Barbecue is what we love to do. We love to talk it. We love to cook it. And best of all, we love to, that's right, eat it. Got a big show planned tonight. Just going to talk barbecue like we always do. No telling what kind of pitmasters are going to call in. We always shoot from the hip. We pull our six guns out and we're ready to rock and roll. We just take callers as they call in. We're going to keep refreshing this board tonight. We're going to get everybody in that calls in guaranteed. We might even break loose and get the chat room running and going in a few minutes. Just give me a few. I apologize for being a little late tonight. Been cooking barbecue all day today. Cooking. Butts galore. I mean, we've been smoking some butts today, let me tell you. It's just wore me out. It's been a beautiful day. It's been hot outside. And we have been smoking, letting the smoke roll. That's how we do it right here in McKenzie, Tennessee. We got a big competition coming up this weekend. We'll talk a little about that. I know there's competitions all over the country going on this weekend. We'd love to hear some people call in, tell us where you're cooking at this week. Just call in. The number to call is 347-202-0263. That is the same number every time. Call in. We'd love to have you. We'll be taking callers. We'll get this studio board up and running in just a few minutes, and we'll take some calls and see who's online. We've got a lot of exciting new shows coming up. We've got Texas Always in the house. We've got Lance Moore Sunday nights, West Texas Pitmasters Dynamite Show. Monday night, Jim Bird, Killer Bees, Team of the Year. Jim's a great guy. He's got a dynamite show on Monday night. Tuesday night, you got FBA boy, Whiskey Band Chad Ward. Does an awesome job every time he gets on the mic. He's got a great show on Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Of course, you've got Chris Chadwick in the house, the Let's Talk Smoke Show. We try to represent a little Tennessee Barbecue Association, KCBS, MBN, IBCA, whatever it takes. We're going to talk it. We all family. And we all love to smoke, we all love to eat, we all love to cook, and most of us like to take a little drink every once in a while. Can I get a hell yeah? So, before I go any further, I always want to thank all of my sponsors, but before I get there, Wednesday night, like I say, you've got me in the house. Thursday night, guys, gals, listen up, we've got a new show coming live tomorrow night. Good friend of mine right there out of Lubbock, Texas, Mr. John Rees, Smoking X. It's going to be X Nation. He's going to be in the house. Him and Cole are going to be bringing you barbecue talk Thursday nights. It's going to be a dynamite show. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night. Blog Talk Radio, Barbecue Superstars. That's where it's at. It's going to be a dynamite show. Can't wait. Hopefully John will be on cue in line calling in tonight. He can tell us a little bit about what he's got planned. We don't want to spoil no surprises for tomorrow evening. But excited about him coming in on Thursday night. Him and Cole, they're going to do a dynamite job. They're just great guys. They're going to cut straight to the chase, shoot from the hip, make it right. You're going to love that show. Friday nights, of course, you always got Daryl Mast, the creator of Barbecue Superstars, BarbecueSuperstars.com, Barbecue Superstars Television. He's got it going on. He's got Friday Night Flights, and that's a great show. Always got something going on. Hopefully, this week, hopefully Chris Chadwick's going to be in the house. Hopefully he'll get to do a live Friday Night Lights live right here at our little competition here in McKenzie, Tennessee. Barbecue Blues on Broadway. We're going to smoke downtown out. They're going to close her down. We're going to smoke it out. We're going to let the smoke roll right here in the center in the heart of McKenzie, Tennessee. We're going to have a big competition. Look forward to that. Been working on it all week since last week. I think the grilling gods are all in line. We're going down. We're going to set up. We're going to have a big time. That's what we're looking forward to doing, is having a good time. I'm excited about it. And we're just looking forward to a huge time. With all that being said, the number to call is 347-202-0263. I will be refreshing this board about every 15 minutes tonight, where I'll make sure I don't miss any callers. In queue, we want to take you all and get you on live right here on Let's Talk Smoke Show. Now we want to give a big shout-out to all our sponsors. Guys, you know what I'm talking about with sponsors. You definitely want to give them their time. You want to give them a shout-out and let everybody know that they're helping a barbecue team out, a barbecue show out, a barbecue event out. That's what it's about, 100% barbecue. Support each other, support all our brothers and sisters in barbecue. We want to keep it going. We want to support, because you all know it takes it to keep out on the road and rolling and cooking and keeping it together. So we want to give a shout out to all our sponsors, but I'm going to give a shout out to mine right now. Barbecue Superstars, Mr. Daryl Mass, BarbecueSuperstars.com. I can't say enough about this website. It is a dynamite website. It's got everything that you need or you would want right here on this website. It's complete from A to Z, all types of goodies, big toys, little toys, whatever, you name it, it's on there. Check it out, BarbecueSuperstars.com. Go there, check it out. Have a little time when you get there, because you're going to need it. Also, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Mr. Bill Arnold, we do want to give a big shout-out to Bill. He had some major surgery this past week. He's doing really great. We're so proud that everything went well there. We keep him in our prayers and our thoughts. But we do want to tell Bill, get better, get well soon. He's doing, like I say, doing a great job. So I'm proud to say that. And he is a good, dear brother of mine. And he helps me in any way he can. And I want to thank him very much for that. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. You can't go wrong right there. Also, Maverick Industries. That would be MaverickHousewares.com. Awesome barbecue accessories. They've got some dynamite temperature probes. Check them out. You won't be sorry. I mean, they're right on the money, instant read every time. Check them out. Maverick Industries, MaverickHousewares.com. Grill Great, GrillGreat.com. Mr. Brad Barrett got a dynamite product, especially if you're cooking, if you've got a steak competition. This Grill Great has it's just basically like an infrared cooker. Put some marks on the meat right the first time. It's dynamite. Check it out, grillgrate.com. Awesome products. Meat Rake, meatrake.com. Man, if you ever burned your hands pulling a butt, pulling a shoulder, this right here will make it simple. It will shred a shoulder or butt in no time. You won't burn your hands. It'll save them hands. I mean, my hands are pretty numb from all the cooking in all the years, but it's dynamite. It will do a perfect job every time. MeatRake.com. Check it out. You will not be sorry. Also, one of my newest sponsors. This is a dynamite product also. Listen, I'm not going to preach it and tell you it's a good product if it's not. Now, that's one thing. I am going to be serious for a minute. If it's not a good product, I'm not going to talk about it. But now, all these products are dynamite products. I guarantee them. You'll love them. You will not be sorry if you ever try them. Take it from me. I'm cooking. I'm in the pit. Seems like every other day I'm doing something barbecuing. And I'm not a barbecue business. I'm just a barbecue fella that loves it, has a passion, that cooks all the time. And I use these products daily or every other day. Check those products out. But my newest, two of my newest sponsors, some more Dynamite products. This product here is a rub. It's a special rub. It's just got teams winning all over the country. This is a Dynamite guy that has created this rub. And I just, you know, don't know how to say any more about that. The rub is Up in Smoke, Team Up in Smoke, Rub for Grub. Now, this is a Dynamite product. You can go to their website, upinsmoke.com. Junior Dreas has got a Dynamite product, Team Up in Smoke. He is a competitor. He is a competition cook. He is a caterer. He has his Dynamite rub product, Rub for Grub. You will not be sorry. Message me, text me, look him up on Facebook, look him up on .com. You will not be sorry. Check it out. It's a Dynamite product. Also, my newest sponsor, and I'm proud to have him on board also on my sponsor team, Green Mountain Grills. What can I say? They are Dynamite. You're going to have some awesome product right there with a Green Mountain Grill. It is a pellet cooker. It is a remote control pellet cooker. You know, it, guys, just go to greenmountaingrills.com. Check it out. Watch the videos. It's self-explanatory. You will love what you see. If you're in the market for a pellet cooker, you know, there's a lot of good pellet cookers out there. But you've got to look at the whole total package. You go to Green Mountain Grills, I guarantee you the guys there will help you out. And you will love this product. GreenMountainGrills.com is the place to go. So that is my sponsor team. I am so thankful to have all those sponsors on board. They helped me tremendously. It's just an honor to have them all with me, and I greatly appreciate it. That's, you know, just a shout out to your sponsors. You've got sponsors. Your team has sponsors. You know what I'm talking about. You know how much they are a help and an asset, and we want to definitely give them their recognition and give them a shout-out every time we can. So just go and work it. Try to get you some sponsors. It just makes it a little easier. You know how tough it is. It's tough, completely tough all the time, but just start working it, going to the sponsors, asking them, telling them what you can do, what you're going to do. And, hey, you'd be surprised. Sponsors will help you tremendously, and I'm proud to say this is my sponsor family. All right, without further ado, it's time to rock and roll. It's time to get this show on the road. We're going to talk smoke. We're going to talk to some guys here that are regulars on the show. We love to have them, and it's an honor to have them with us. And I don't take them for granted. I'm proud they're with me, and we're just going to cue them guys in and get them ready to rock and roll with us. We've got our first caller. He is going to be hosting the new show on Thursday nights. John, you're in the house. You're live with us. What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, what are you doing?
I have running wide open all day trying to catch my breath, and I'm going to let you talk for a minute, and I'm going to catch my breath. How's it going tonight?
I know this is going to shock you, and I know this is really going to, it's just going to floor you, but I'm on I-20 right now, going to the middle of Texas, just to roll through Abilene, heading home, heading to Lubbock. So that's what my day's been like today. I've been hammering down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, taking care of some last-minute business, and about to close out my work week, and I'm heading back to Lubbock, get ready for our show tomorrow night, and to get ready to compete this weekend.
Man,
that's kind of what's on my agenda right now.
Well, have you got anything ready for your comps this weekend? Have you got anything ready?
Well, I haven't talked to Cole in the last few hours, but he was supposed to go by and pick up our brisket for this weekend. Our pit loaded with wood. We got our, you know, Kingsford ready. Our pit's ready to rock. We're loaded up with water and everything for our tanks. I think we've got a brisket bought, and I think that's about as far as we've gotten so far. So we're going to have to do a little shopping tomorrow or Friday morning and, load up on a couple of spices. Of course, you know, we're just like you. We are loaded up and ready to go with that Junior's grub, you know. I mean, we've got I don't know if you knew it or not. He's got 5-pound bags now.
Junior's just kicking that rub out left and right everywhere. I mean, he's rolling in that, and I'm so proud for him. God bless him. He's helped me a whole lot. He's helped you. He's helped. I know a lot of guys out, and he's sponsoring several teams, and he's got a good product. And you know, that's just what it's all about. If you got a good product, it's going to work. It's going to work every time. And I'm just proud to be on board with Junior and his dynamite product. Matter of fact, we've got another caller in queue right here. Let me go on and get him in with us. We've got Keith Webb of Pirate Pork. Keith, we're going to queue you in, brother, and you're in and you're on, and you're going to be live in about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're here with us right now. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm trying to catch my breath. I've been running wide open, cooking, smoking all day long. I was a few minutes late getting the show signed in and the studio board fired up, but we're rocking and rolling. We're letting the smoke roll. We got John Rees with us tonight. He's traveling. He's rolling down through Texas right now. He's ready to get his show kicked off tomorrow night. Him and Cole, I know they're going to have a dynamite show, so we definitely all want to tune in, call in. If he lets us talk, we might be lucky enough to get to say hey. Hey.
I might have, Cole said he's going to buy me a muzzle, so I might have a muzzle for tomorrow night.
Well, get Cole on there. Get Cole to rock and roll and tell us all about it, because Cole is always behind the scenes. He's not in full force. Get him out there, put him under the spotlight, and let him shine.
Oh, I know, and I tell you, without Cole, I mean, he might as well be a full-fledged 100% sponsor, because without him, I couldn't do anything.
Oh, I hear you. We've all got go-to guys we depend on, and that's a big shout-out to all our partners on our team, because, you know, without our team, it makes it even that much harder. And,
I tell you, Cole, he's a tremendous help. I mean, he's just one of them people that is, I don't know that the guy knows how to say no, but, you know, I mean, don't want to abuse him by any means, but he's just a good guy. I mean, I can say this about Cole. I was leaving town the other night, and I had a brake dragging on my pickup. So here I am trying to figure out what I'm going to do, talking to my wife. I'm fixing to steal her Tahoe for a couple of days, make a quick trip to Dallas. Cole's like, well, why are you going to do that? I said, I think I got a brake dragging. I think, you know, something's up with my pickup. It'll probably be all right, but I don't want to be broke down. He said, go buy some brakes. I'll be at your house in about 10 minutes. And that boy helped me. We jacked my truck up, put a whole set of brakes on my pickup in about 2 hours. You know, I mean, how many people do that for you?
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly. And it's just an honor to have friends like that. I tell you, I would love to have friends like that, but I'm always the one jacking it up and putting the brakes on.
Well, I tried to help. I'm not too. I mean, that boy's just mechanically inclined like there's no other.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's a God given gift, and he blessed me or cursed me with being mechanically inclined, because I'm constantly having to fix something. But it definitely helps when you are mechanically inclined, and I mean, you're around barbecue and trucks, cars, something's always breaking. We're always trying to make something work. And it's just a plus to have all of that, or have a buddy that knows that.
Well, I tell you, and that's the thing, too, about Cole is, you know, I can weld a little bit, and I can do a little chicken scratching on that welding, but Cole, he's a phenomenal welder. I mean, he's made it well known that he doesn't really want to do that the rest of his life, but he's just, the guy can lay a bead. And that's, I mean, that's 90% of the reason why we built our own pit, is when you've got somebody like that can help out, you know, and willing to sit up and get underneath that hood and run a bead for you, I'm telling you, you keep them around. And I, you know,
right.
I'm not saying I'm lucky he keeps me around, right, to tell you the truth.
There you go. You said it right there. I hear you. Oh, mercy. So you said you've got your brisket. Are you picking up a brisket? Any special kind that you're using this weekend, or is
we've cooked some of them Sam's briskets. We've cooked some different briskets, and man, I tell you, there's a place in Lubbock that we buy our briskets. We buy the same brisket every single time. They butcher them right there at Texas Tech. And it's the same cut, it's the same everything every single time. And, Chris, I don't have to tell you or any of you other guys that, man, consistency is key. I mean, that's just, if you can keep it consistent, even down to the cut of meat, man, it makes all the difference in the world. So we buy the same brisket from the same people every single time. Even down, we try to get with them, you know, a quarter to a half pound of the same brisket every, even on our weight, we get down. Because, you know, like most, we've got it down to where we kind of know how long it's going to take us to cook it at a certain temp. So, you know, when they tell us what that turn-in time is, then we go to back it up, and that's when we know to put it on and, you know, and everything else. It's just a big old math formula. You know, I never figured I'd use math this much, but
right.
Having fun, but we do. So, it's nothing that special about the brisket other than consistency of the cut and the consistency of the same people doing it day in and day out. I don't have to worry about, well, did Frank or Jose or John come in and cut briskets today? Or who cut them at Sam's or United or HEB? You know,
right.
we know exactly who's cutting them every single time. And I'm telling you, they're like twins every single time we buy those briskets. And it's made us look good is what it's done.
Well, that's dynamite. You know, that's great that you have that right kind of resource, because there's a lot of guys out there, and we're in that same boat. I mean, if Walmart doesn't have it or Sam's, you know, we've got to drive 50 miles to Sam's to get a brisket, and we've got to drive 20 miles to a Walmart. So if Walmart or Sam's doesn't have it, then I can't get it in on a meat truck. And you don't know what you're going to get. It's whatever they throw on the truck is what you're getting that particular week. So there's no picking and choosing. If it looks like a rack of ribs, that's what you got to cook. Or if it looks like a big old fat butt, that's what you got to cook. So we don't really have a butcher that would trim up a brisket. We don't, at our grocery store, our butcher don't even know what a point and a flat is on a brisket. And, I'm telling you, I mean, you're lucky to have that kind of resource. It would be awesome to really have a butcher's block or something around here. I think would be dynamite. What do you think, Keith?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, that'd be a big help, wouldn't it?
And Keith,
even some of the butcher shops around here you can't go get a brisket at. Remember me telling you that?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
how are
y'all
on board?
Yeah, well, it's all pork. You know, what you're going to get in pork, basically, is what they order. They're not going to crack that cryo pack open and trim it up. They don't, no. We're basically our own butchers around here.
Yeah, you get that right. Exactly.
Well, pork is that way around here. There's not butchering really any pork around our area to speak of. I mean, you'll catch some guys that'll do, you know, a few hogs here and there. But, I mean, as far as like a plant, there's not really anything around here or private butchers that are really killing any hogs or pork that, you know, to speak of. But, you know, you can't throw a rock in Texas without hitting a cow. So that's where we come, you know, we do good on the brisket, but on the pork side, you know, we're probably pretty close to the same boat you're in.
Well, that's all right. But, you know, here, I don't know how it is there, but hamburger meat, if you buy decent hamburger meat around here, you're not going to go anywhere and get fresh ground hamburger meat. You can just hang that up. But if you buy hamburger meat around here, you're going to get $4 or $5 a pound for hamburger meat.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, man. It's a couple dollars a pound here. Sometimes you can get it where it's that 60-40 or that 70-30 where it's, you know, they'll run a special if you buy 5 pounds or something. It, you know, it's a dollar something or two. You know, it's really...
Oh. No, it's no, if we bought fresh ground hamburger meat around here, there's no telling. They'd charge us $8-$10 a pound probably. It's crazy.
Wow.
It really is. It really is. well, I see that we've got a another friend here in queue. I'm gonna see if I can get him in right now. We've got Mr. Lance Moore, a Sunday Night Barbecue Superstar Show, West Texas Pitmasters, in the house with us live. Lance, you on, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
I'm trying to catch my breath. I've been wide open all day long. The go button has been pushed, and I haven't stopped yet.
I hear you on that, Bill. I've been to Lubbock twice this week and trying to get everything caught up to... So I do a little cooking this weekend, and I can't seem to get anything done. I don't think I'm kind of having one of your weeks.
I'm telling you, now this week has been pretty. This week I have worked hard all week to get prepared for this cook-off this weekend, which is in town. But we will be also catering, and probably catering to I would say 500 to 1,000 people. So we're between competing, and we're going to be catering also. Like I say, that kind of mass. So I'm bringing my fat boy out that cooks tons of food. And we're just getting fired up, ready to do that. I'm really kind of excited. I know it's going to kill me, but I'm ready to really rock and roll and let the smoke roll. I'm telling you.
I hear you. I'm ready myself.
What do you think about our boy John? He's got the new Smoking X Nation show on Thursday nights now. I'm proud of him, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm proud of both of you, matter of fact. I'm just proud that you've got Sunday night show and John's coming in on Thursday night. I mean, y'all just, Texas boys are going to corner the market around here, I'm telling you.
Well, I'll tell you what makes me excited more than anything. Because we're all three on your show supporting each other.
Yep. Well, brothers, I love y'all like brothers, and I support you. I might not get to call in, especially on Sunday nights. It's hard for me on Sunday nights, but I've been listening some, and I know I've missed the last two, but I ain't going to miss no more. I mean, I've got these honeydews. I've got a honeydew list a mile long on Sundays. And the children.
I hear you on that, Bill.
And you got all these superstars calling in on your show now. You know,
well,
that's just rough smoking, boy. I'm telling you.
Well, there's some pretty good. Like I said, there's some. You know, there's a lot of people in Texas. A lot of people don't know about. And like I said, I mean, you know, most people didn't know about the. Having two world champion steak cookers in Texas, but, you know, so that's what we're going to try today. We're going to try to get some of that out here so people know a little bit more.
Well, you know what? It's dynamite. It really is. Texas is a huge state. Y'all got more competition, two teams in Texas probably than a lot of states combined. And,
yeah.
You know, y'all can just introduce all these Texas teams and get them out there. You know, because we're really supporting each other, and we're trying to support all our other brothers and sisters that cook. That's why we get them to call into the show. You know, to get them out there and just spread the word and promote and support, you know, really.
Well, yeah, you better tune in this weekend. We're gonna have a big Texas guy, and we're gonna have a big a Missouri guy that we all know. Sunday night too, so you don't want to miss out on that, Bill.
All right, big Missouri guy. Well, them Missouri guys are big too.
Yep. So, someone you guys all know. So, I'm gonna try to get him on and see if we can't talk a little bit.
Well, maybe that'll pan out, and you know, that'll work. And guys, you know, that's what it's all about. We got all different regions, and we all cook a little different, and we all do some things differently, and you know, that's what it's all about, just sharing our knowledge. And it makes for a more intensive, it's just broadening our horizons as far as our cooking knowledge, and this makes us better cooks, I really think, you know, because I picked up techniques and suggestions from guys that's called in, and you know, I hope I can tell everybody how to cook a hot dog anyhow.
I hear you. I'm kind of there myself. You know, I'm starting to wonder, you know, we've been so hot or cold this year, either we do well or we're in the bottom somewhere, so I'm kind of ready for that to change a little bit, so.
Well, you know, you just can't get them all happy at one. You can't get them all happy. You got so many different people out there judging.
No.
And not like Keith Webb. Keith Webb come in first place on his brisket this past weekend. Big shout out to Pirate Pork there.
Yeah.
That's right. First place.
Got to sneak it up mid on them every now and then.
And
yeah.
he was up against some KCBS boys and some pretty bad boys cooking, you know, and that's what it's all about. We like to pull our country boys can survive stuff out and let smoke roll on them sometimes.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of wondering, you know, you guys were talking about briskets and beef and stuff, and I've got to ask John where he find a hamburger meat as cheap as he is, because I think we must be in another state up here. You know, it's $3-4 a pound even up here now. And so he must have a secret source he's not sharing with everybody.
Walmart, brother. South Quaker used in South Loop. They will throw that 60-40 on there and that 70-30, and they will throw a 5-pound basket out there and you can gobble it up for about $2 a pound.
Oh, is it the yellow tag stuff? Is that what you're buying?
No, I forgot my loan. If I had my Lone Star card, I could get some of my Yellow Tag stuff and the Blue Light Specials, but no, I'll throw that stuff out there every once in a while, and they'll have a one-day deal or 2 days, as long as it lasts kind of deal, you can pick it up pretty good, but most of the time it's, you know, $2.50, $3, but it ain't
really?
$5 or $6 like old Chadwick was saying, man, I can't even imagine grilling some burgers or throwing some patties together, but it's not the you know, the 90-10 or the 97-3 split, you know, it's always that real fatty, it's, you know.
Yeah, it's 73-27, that's the most fat that they allow in hamburger meat, and our Walmart, that's what kind of got me, because our Walmart, I just fried up two and a quarter pounds tonight, and it was $3-something a pound.
Really?
Yes.
You got to come to Lovin'.
When you said that, I thought, man, I need to know where this hamburger meat's at, because we're at Walmart up here. We're paying through the nose for it.
Well, it's Plainview. Welcome to Plainview.
Yeah.
Have y'all got Whole Foods markets anywhere in
Lovin'? They do in Lovin'. They have a Whole Foods. Well, no. They call it something else. It's like a Whole Foods.
No,
they got Whole Foods in Dallas and San Antonio.
It's called Sprouts or something. You're talking about the one that used to be in the old United over on 82nd?
Yeah, Sprouts. That's what it's called, Sprouts.
Yeah, do you go in there very often?
I feel my arteries acting up when I go in there. It's a... You know, and
the best place
in the world is my mother owns a health food store, so I can say this with all the confidence in the world that my cholesterol level just goes through the roof when I go in a place like that. There's just not enough content to keep me over for more than 30 minutes. But they do have Whole Foods in San Antonio, and they do have them in Dallas, and of course, Austin. You know, they've got it on every corner, I think.
Well, I tell you what. They've got a dynamite butcher shop. They've actually got butchers in there and fresh ground beef, and they have fresh cut steaks. I mean, they're nice. I mean, they're really a dynamite setup. And You know, we don't have that in small towns anymore. We don't have a butcher's block or anything like that. You know, the other night I asked the butcher at our local grocery store, now listen to this, and the manager, if they had any spare ribs, okay? And then they come rolling out in a cart, and they brought a case of pork loins out. And they were smiling from ear to ear. This is what you want, ain't it? And, you know, I just didn't have the heart to tell them, no, that's a pork loin. That's not a spare rib. And this is the butcher and our manager. So, guys, sometimes it's hard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have it here. I mean, with chickens and stuff, you know, we do that half chicken deal, and I used to have a guy here just because, you know, all our United stores have butchers in them, you know, and I used to get them to cut my chickens.
Right.
And, you know, all I got to do is, you know, kind of fillet that breast real easy, and then, you know, then once I get down into that bone, you know, break the bone.
Right.
And some of these guys run through saws. I've seen, you know, it's got bone dust all over them, or they hack at it, you know, like,
yeah.
And the skin's all ripped up, and I finally got a young guy in down here, and he was trying to do it with, like, a little bitty old 6-inch boning knife.
Yeah.
I said, you got a bigger knife, buddy? And he finally broke out a big breaking knife, and kind of went through it with him, and I think I've got him trained now, finally, to cut chickens. And I thought, you know, I said, that's ridiculous that I've got to teach the butcher how to do.
I know. Bless their hearts. That's all I can say. You know, they hire kids that don't have a clue. They couldn't tell you how to break down a beef or a pork or a chicken. You know, if you could ask them to spatchcock a chicken, they would look at you and say, what do you think of me?
Yeah. Well, you know, we grew up butchering. We butchered all of our own meat until I was a teenager. We butchered our own hogs, raised them, our own cows. And, you know, so I grew up butchering. And then, you know, of course, we all, you know, hunted and stuff. And so we did that end of it. And, you know, when I was in high school in FFA, we judged meat and stuff. And my ag teacher was a huge, huge meat judge in college.
Right.
And so, you know, you learned all kinds of, you know, different cuts and stuff that, you know, you didn't really learn, you know, growing up. I mean, you know, we did all the basic cuts, but, you know, there's lots of seven bones and things like that that, you know, we just, you know, you didn't mess with, you know, around the house.
Right, right.
And, so you learned a lot about, you know, other cuts and stuff. And I won't give for that to have that kind of experience and raise them to learn them kind of things.
Right.
Man, it helped.
Well, my daughter's 10 years old, and she will pick up a 10-inch butcher's knife. You know, and she knows, and I let her use it. She knows how to use it, or she'll use a santuco or a fillet knife or a pare knife or a boning knife. You know,
yep.
Or a spicer. You know, she gets out there and she uses that stuff. And she's 10 years old. You know, I watch her and I'm over her. I'm just not turning her loose. But she's got it in her hand and she's doing the prep and the cut. You know, and when she gets older, she'll know how to cook. She'll know how to do what she wants to do. You know, she's a second degree black belt and she's an A student. And you know, we're just trying to instill some values and morals. You know what I'm talking about. Y'all all know what I'm saying. You know, we've raised goats. We've raised flat-bellied pigs. We've had donkeys. We've had ponies. We've had ducks, turkeys, chickens. You know, we've done it all. And I'm
that's
all
right. Hey, Chris, guess what Gordon's doing right now?
What is she doing?
He's making barbecues off as we speak.
She's
the only one that can make it right. So what am I going to do, you know?
Yeah, you got to keep it rolling, keep that sauce right. That's right. You know,
yeah,
but
I need to make mine. That's what I'm doing right now myself is making sauce.
Well, Lance, how's your – I know we talk about Junior's rub all the time. He's just getting out there everywhere, and it's just dynamite. And how's your rub doing? I still use your rub. I still got some of your rub, and I like West Texas Pitmaster's rub also.
Well, I've sold out of everything that I've had, and I hadn't had another batch made yet. And I've been kind of – there's some places, like I said, over by you that I've been talking to make it because I get some smaller batches made.
Right.
So I've got some other stuff I want to get out there too. And so I've been kind of in a hole pattern from ordering a whole bunch more again. And,
let me interrupt you. You know, there's a place in Memphis that co-packs all kind of rubs. And I don't have that information in front of me right now, but I did write it down. And I've got it on my little notepads, and I'll try, you know, because I've been wanting to do something with my rub also. I've got to get y'all some rub and some sauce out there. I know you ready to whoop my ass, and I say I'm going to send it, and I just hadn't been able to, but I'm going to send y'all some sauce and rub. I'm telling you, I know y'all say, yeah, but I'm going to.
I got a couple of guys myself that I'm just wanting some, and I told them I'd make them some. And they kind of same deal. I mean, I just hadn't had time to get it done.
And you know, also, there's a place out of Chicago, and I don't know, I hadn't never talked to him. He's a Facebook friend, Phil Wingo. I don't know if he has Top Shelf Specialties or he works for him. Or, I'm not sure.
Top Shelf Specialties, yep.
And you know, that might be a possibility. I would love to get some things going like that, but, you know, it just takes a lot of capital to get something started up like that because you've got labels, UPC code, containers, rub, you've got the whole nine yards you've got to contend with, and I just hadn't done all that yet.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and that's the thing is, I mean, you do. I mean, you know, I got into competition season, and, I mean, I just had so much tied up in competing, you know, with, you know, going to Vegas and everything else this year, it just, you know, I think we've already done 10 contests, and I just, you know, running so much money out there.
That's right. That's right. You can only do so much. And that's, you know, that's where sponsors come in to play and help and contribute. And you know, they only can do so much, but, man, it's just dynamite to have sponsors that do help. And,
oh, absolutely.
You know, and that's why I want to give a shout-out to all my sponsors and give all my callers an opportunity to, you know, give their sponsors a shout-out. You know, I think that's really important. And, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to support each other and promote barbecue and just keep that fire burning, you know. And that's what we do. I do have another caller in queue. Let's see if we can get this caller in. You know, last week we had several callers that didn't get in, and you know, the board I guess just froze up. I don't know if you have trouble with the board, but I'm just got to where I'm refreshing my board ever so often, and if I don't, I can't cue them in, just like this caller right here. Caller, we will get you queued in just a minute. We will make it happen. But, yeah, just got to constantly refresh that board, and I don't know. It just might be my computer and my Wi-Fi. I don't know. But
no, I had problems with it last weekend. And,
well,
I had some that it didn't even show that they were ever even there.
Right, and it does happen. It does happen, and we're just going to make it happen. And then I'm also I want to announce this. I've got chat up also, and I'm trying to talk and chat and refresh boards and chat room. I'm going to get to you guys in just a second. We've got this new caller in queue, 731-415. You're going to be queued in just a minute. Give you about 5 seconds. You're live with us. Who have we got? 731-415. Well, maybe they'll queue in here in just a minute. 90-731-415, you're live with us. Who have we got? I think it's Stormy Crocker, Splitwood Cookers. Is it Stormy?
Hey. What y'all doing?
We are talking barbecue tonight. We've got a lot of great pit masters in the house. We've got John Reed of Smoking X. We've got Keith Webb of Pirate Pork. And we've got Lance Moore of West Texas Pitmasters all in the house tonight. What's happening with you?
Oh, nothing. Getting ready for McKenzie.
Yeah, we all ready to have a good time and put our best foot forward. We're ready to have a big old time. Yeah, what have you got ready so far?
I got my wood cut, loaded, cooker cleaned out, ribs bought, butt bought, chicken bought. I got to make my rub. That's all I like.
Well, that's all right. You're pretty prepared now.
That's right.
That's all right. How much wood do you have? A truckload of wood, guys. Now, if you're not familiar with Stormy is a good friend of mine. Friend of Keith Webb, Pirate Pork. He's also a McKenzie native. He's got him a homemade stick burner, but he also does the old fashioned burn barrel, and that's how I started. That's how I cut my teeth, and that's if you've ever cooked out of a burn barrel, it's a lot of work, and you've got a lot of wood you're going to burn up. And he takes a truckload of wood with him every time he goes and cooks.
I burn it all up, too.
He sure does. He sure does. It's a lot. That's right, and it's a lot of work. But we just make it happen, don't we, Stormy?
Yeah.
So you're all prepared for McKenzie. Webb, what about you? Are you ready?
No, not really. We're doing a little bit through making sauce and rub tonight.
Probably not all I got done.
We'll knock it all out tomorrow. One day here done.
Well,
you're on my schedule this week, sounds like.
Yeah, that's usually how it ends up.
Well, I've been working on it all week. And I'm still not prepared. I actually cooked about 10 butts today on the Stumps cooker. In between working, I had it out of the shop rolling, and tell you, I'm wore out. That was big, you know, for me to be working on cars, stereos, and cooking butts, and trying to prep for things to do this weekend, I'm telling you. It's rough, guys, but we'll make it somehow. I believe the grilling guys are going to be in our favor this weekend. We're just going to put our best foot forward. We're going to have a good time. We're going to be it. We're going to go big, and then we're going home. But we're going to go big first, boys. We're going to pop up the tents. We're going to put up the lights. We're going to put up the banners. We're going to be out full force this weekend. Might do a live Friday Night Live right there in the downtown of McKenzie, Tennessee, and at the competition. We're going to try. We'll see what's going on.
That'd be great.
Well, I'm ready. I know John said he's preparing for his first show tomorrow night. John, are you nervous at all about your first show?
You know, I in high school and in college, I was on the debate team. And I can tell you real quick how I handle stuff. I've never been scared to talk. I've done numerous trade shows where I had to see 6,000 or 8,000 people at my booth in a matter of a couple of days. You know, trade shows where there was 60,000 people walking the floor. But, you know, I had to visit with several thousand people and had to talk in front of a lot of people. I've never had a problem talking. But I'll tell y'all a quick story right quick because it pretty much sums up my personality and stuff. And I when I was in college, we wanted to judge to make money. We judged beef and stuff like that, but when we judged, state team stuff. And you had to audition to be a judge. And they had everybody stand up. You had 2 minutes. Tell a little bit about yourself and why you deserve to be there. And I stood up. I said, this will only take about 30 seconds. I said, my name is John Reeves. I'm from Plainview, Texas. And I said, y'all know that guy that ran across the football field naked in freezing cold weather? Everybody kind of nods their heads, starts laughing. I said, I'm the bastard that talked him into it. And it didn't take very long before I was, you know, I was getting to judge and talk. And I was always getting nominated when there was a class project to have to talk. So you always have a little bit of intimidation in the back of your mind. You're always thinking that board is going to go nuts and I'm not going to know what to do. But you know what? I really feel comfortable. I think Cole is about 3 seconds away from a stroke right now. But I think we're going to be all right. I really do. You know what? Sometimes you just have to shoot from the hip. We've got some stuff lined out, you know. Sometimes you can have all that stuff lined out, and then as soon as it starts, you take the left turn, you throw it all out the window, and just keep on rolling. So as far as being nervous, no, not really. But at the same time, you know, we want it to be good, and you know, I want to keep Cole on an even keel. I know he's come a long way. He's always been kind of a shy guy, but, you know, cooking has brought him out of his shell a lot. Of course, being around me, you have to come out of your shell a little bit yourself, but I think it's going to be good. So far, you know, I think it's going to be all right. We just need to get one or two shows under our belt and find our niche and just keep on rolling with it, I think.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You know, when I first started, I know I've told this story 100 times, and I probably will again. When I first started, I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I didn't know what I was going to say, and I was just tore up. Let me tell you, because I'm shy, really. Can y'all tell I'm shy? Can anybody tell I'm shy?
I'd love to say that I think you are, but I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, well, I was at one time. I really was. But, you know, I come out of that a long time ago, and now I just kind of let it flow, and if they like me, they like me. If they don't, I'm sorry. But, you know, we just try to get out there and be ourselves. And at the first shows, I was tore up, and, of course, I couldn't get signed on, and the board would freeze up, and, you know, I thought I was just going to just die from just not, you know, nothing working right, and thought, you know, I'm going to have two listeners, the one I begged to call in and the one and me, and that's it, you know. And but we just kind of just got really comfortable doing this. I enjoy doing it, and you know, we meet so many great you meet so many great personalities, people just everywhere calls in, and once you get to know them, once you talk to them for a while, I'm a pretty fair judge of character, and I think y'all are too. You know, once you get to talking to people, you know what they're about, you know what it's going to be, and we just really have a good time. And once we talk, it's like we've known each other forever. And it's crazy, but it's true. And you know, that's just the way I feel. I just so enjoy doing the show. I don't know what else to say. You know, it's we get people on, we get people to call in. I just appreciate everybody that calls in and supports me. I want to do all I can for them. You know, it's just a common thing, a bond between us. And, you know, and I'm proud to do it. I'm going to continue doing it as long as they'll let me do it. And that's just how I feel. And I'm just proud y'all got a show. And, man, I just wish you the very best. And you know, these numbers sometimes, your ratings and your numbers really, don't let it get you down, because, you know, one show we might not have many live listens, but then we'll have hundreds of archive listens. And since I've started Wednesday nights, I just don't get many live listens anymore. I think it's the time, you know, the Wednesday evening church, and, you know, I think that has something to do with it. And, you know, everybody's got a busy life, and when you worked all day, it's hard to go sit down and talk barbecue. But, you know, we just have so much passion for barbecue, for the sport. for cooking. You know, that's just what it is, and we're just going to roll with it like that. Now, I just got a message on my Facebook page. I'm watching Facebook. I'm trying to get in on the chat. We've got some great guys in here in the chat room tonight. But Ed, Short Bus Barbecue, I'm sure y'all met Ed. Ed is a great guy. He's got a lot of information out there. Peel Wingo, he says we'll make orders as small as 125 pounds. So I don't know. I guess that's a small order as far as a rub order is concerned, and that is top shelf specialty foods there out of I guess Chicago. And then you know, I guess that's a good size order, small order, but you might give him a call, Lance. I mean, he might be able to hook you up, you know. I'm going to try to do something with him, too. He seems like he's a really pretty good guy. You know, he's always cooking. And you can kind of tell how these guys are when you look at their Facebook page and see what they're doing and when they're doing and what they're cooking and what's going on, you know. You know, they're in it for the long haul because they enjoy doing it.
Yeah, he's been he was one on my list I was going to give a holler to. I hadn't had a chance yet. And, but, you know, yes, I've seen him. He's been on there for a long time. And 125, that's a pretty good size order, you know, for, I've been doing 100-pound orders, and that'll get you know, close to, you know, I think, you know, because I've done some 2-pound bags and 1-pound bags, but, I mean, that'll still give you like 51-pound bags and, you know, 25 or so 2-pound bags. So,
right.
But quite a bit of rub. But you can go through it real quick, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, it was just going and going. I mean, I'd order, and I mean, some weeks, I mean, by the time I get, you know, get it ordered, by the time I get another order in, I'd have half of the other one already gone.
Right. Right. Well, you know, it's, I just hadn't done enough research to know, but I've got a pretty decent rub. I'd like to get it out there just to say I've got a rub out there. You know, my sauce, the same thing. And Randy May, he made me some labels, some barbecue sauce labels the other day. Just did it real quick at this place. I went up to see him in Paris and made me some labels, and they just really look good. I like them. I don't know if y'all seen them. I stick them on my sauce jars. I stick them on my sauce squirt bottles. I stick them on my shaker bottles. So I'm looking like something, I guess.
There you go. You know, and that's how a lot of them started out. I mean, and that's how, you know, I kind of got my start was, you know, Big Ron, one that kind of turned me on and, you know, kind of told me how to go about it and where to go and you know, kind of what he had experienced and, you know, he started out mixing it in his house and then going to, he was doing a lot of, like, flea market type stuff and selling a lot and just the same way. I mean, it just got so big that he couldn't handle it. And he got in with a co-packer and, you know, went from there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my rub for, you know, like a 100-pound order was running, you know, probably close to $500 just for me.
Right, right.
You know, and I mean, that don't count, you know, having a website up and
right,
you know, all
right.
The other nonsense that goes along with it and setting up,
were
you know,
labeling,
credit cards.
Were they labeling and packaging it, or was that up to you also?
Yes, they did it all. I mean, when I got it, it was a finished product, but, you know, that's the same way, too. I mean, you'd have about $100 in shipping, generally.
Right.
And, you know, either you just add it up, and then, like I said, you know, by the time you get a lot of these places to be able to do certain things, I mean, you have to have a merchant account and set up a credit card.
Right.
All that end of it. And, I mean, you know, that, you know, it all hits you. I mean, you can do some of the square stuff if you want to just talk to them. But, I mean, if you want, you know, something that you don't want to have to deal with 24-7, you know, you need a website to where, you know, essentially they can go in, put their information in it, and then you need oh, heck, you know, you go through security certificate and all that because of
right.
all the encryption and everything you got to do. And, I mean, you just,
right.
just add it up.
Yeah, yeah, I can't imagine because I'm just not familiar with all that, but that sounds like just a lot
yeah.
to do. How do you get, I've got some listeners out there, and I don't think they can get to the chat room. I do have the chat room up. I'm trying to chat and talk and, and, guys, I'm doing my best. I'm just not computer savvy sometimes on the chatting and talking. But we will make it happen. How do you get to the chat room from listening? Where do you click to chat? I don't know because
okay.
I never have chatted in the room.
They can sign up or they can sign in as a guest on the page where they're listening to you. Like if they're on their computer on the internet, they go to the page that that your show is running on, and then they'll scroll down to the bottom. There'll be a chat room there. And like I said, you sign in or whatever. You know, that's why you see a lot of them will just have a guest ID, and
right.
then, you know, some
right.
of us have a, you know, an actual account. But okay. it's really right at the bottom of your show right there is where the chat room is.
Okay.
So if you send out the link to your show, they'll bring up that page and then scroll down to the bottom. It'll load up the chat room.
Okay. All right. I hope they got that. Top Shelf. Is it Top Shelf Specialty? Rub Phil Wingo. I know it's Top Shelf something, but it's Phil Wingo on Facebook. And I'm trying to tell these guys in the chat room.
Jason Adams?
Yes, Jason's in the chat room right now.
There's one of my sponsors yeah. right there.
All right. Now he, you know, this Moore, Oklahoma tragedy, you know, Operation Barbecue Relief has been there just kicking out meals. I think they have left since a few days ago?
Yes, sir. They all come back in. It's probably been about 3-4 days that they come in. I know Stan and all over. Do what?
Right. I was wondering what kind of total meals they had projected they had put out while they were
the
there.
The last time I heard it, I think it was over 150,000 meals the last I'd heard.
That's unreal. That is phenomenal. You know, they had those big old hickory pits, didn't they? I'm sure they had them full every day, just smoking away. And wonder what type of meal were they preparing? Do you know exactly what they prepared?
You know, I don't know exactly. I mean, I know they were doing a lot of pulled pork. I've seen some pictures of that. And then, you know, I've seen a few lime stuff. They had some potato salads and beans and stuff like that out there. And of course, like I said, you know, it just depended on what they donated. I think that they've had ribs that were donated. They cook ribs some days. And I believe even if I understood right, one of the beef packers, they sent in a bunch of brisket and stuff too, I believe.
I think, Drew Branch? I think Roy's House said something about him helping with, and Drew Branch,
he did.
Actually,
he did. I forgot about that. Yeah, Roy had a bunch come in, and then I think there was one more on that end of it that had some other briskets come in. But, yes, Roy, Roy got already canopies. I know they don't
right,
have a couple.
Right, yep. Michelle,
they brought
in
Shrew, and there was a couple other things he brought in, too. He worked his butt off to get that done.
He did, and I was proud to see that. Michelle had already, she seems like a really good person, and that already canopy, I mentioned them on the show often, they've got a dynamite product, you know, they've got those good looking canopies, and I would love to have one, and one day I will have one.
That's me too, it's just, man, it, you know, it's, I know.
Just a big shout out to her for helping Roy with those canopies that he got, you know, and And I was proud to be able to help with that a little bit. And, you know, just every little bit helps anywhere you go. And the thing about Operation Barbecue Relief, these guys are doing it from the heart. You know, they're doing it with sincerity, and they're doing it to help. And that means
absolutely
a lot, you know, because there's so many organizations out there now. The more you put in it, the more their executives make.
No, that's exactly right.
And this right here is really a good organization. I know our cook-off here in our small town, this weekend actually falls. The Friday night is the same night as the Relay for Life. And, that, you know, that's a cancer fundraiser event.
Yes, sir.
And you know, kind of caught some flack from it. But usually the Relay is always the first Friday of the month. And it happened to fall on the second weekend of the month this year, just like our barbecue, because we've had competitions last weekend, and we've got guys competing next weekend and the weekend after a different one. So, you know, this is the weekend for McKenzie's spot, pretty much. You know, they're all scheduled out. But, you know, I cooked a big order for a Relay team today, didn't charge them a thing, you know, cooked them all those butts and got them ready to roll for them, you know, for theirs. And, you know, that's my contribution. And then I'm going to take a portion of my sales this weekend and donate to that. And I know a couple other teams have expressed that they want to help with the Relay. You know, so, I mean, it's not, we're not trying to take away. We're just trying to bring some more to the community and more to our town. So, you know, it's not, you know, some people might not look at it like that, but that's how we're actually doing. You know, that's what we're doing, and I just felt like I wanted to get that out in the air.
Well, but, you know, that was what our memorial cook-off was here a few weeks ago, you know, the Mark Marley deal that we had here in Plainview. It was, incorporated into Relay Life, and a lot of the reason it was done that way was because Mark and I and lots of other people, you know, we cooked just like what you did there. We cooked a lot for those things, and you know, and then Mark came down with cancer, and you know, that was you know, what got him. And so just what you said, it was kind of a near and dear thing to my heart, and it's a great organization, and it, you know, there's just so many people affected by that stuff that you know, we need things like that to awareness and to get stuff out there to get money for research and stuff like that. Maybe one of these days we can get rid of some of this stuff.
Lance, how many did they end up having at that cook-off? I can't remember. It was 20-something, wasn't it?
21 or 22. I've heard a couple of different versions of it. Of course, some of it was that, you know, there were some people that had only cooked, you know, like that teacher, he only cooked one category, so, you know, technically he wasn't, you know, part of the count for the grand champion and stuff like that, you know, because he had to cook all three categories. But so I never could get a true count because, you know, there was some of that going on in there.
Well, I just know that they talked about, you know, there's going to be 22 or 23, and I think you're right. I heard 20, I heard 21, I heard 22, but, you know, Lance and our team, we all participated in that, and they were really worried there for a little bit that they weren't going to get enough teams and stuff because, you know, the proceeds all went to the Relay, you know. I mean, so there wasn't any payout. It was just, you know, trophies,
right,
and black stuff. So, but you know what, as Lance stood up, and I did too, and said, we're coming regardless because, you know, like Marley passed away. I lost my dad to cancer.
I'm home.
I mean, everybody's been affected by it. So sometimes you just have to stand up and help support, you know.
Right, right. Well, that's, you know, that's the thing. We're not trying to take anything away. And now and some people express or disappointed in the city. Well, this is the Nights on Broadway series is something happening every weekend, and it's been going on all month, last month, you know, and this is kind of bringing it out. You know, it's to draw people into town and get them more aware of McKenzie, and they're not doing it to conflict with the Relay by any means. And, you know, they had to schedule it because it's been scheduled this way for the past 3 years anyhow. you know, it's, and so we just try to express, you know, that it's not, you know, it's not something we do it on purpose to take away, but trying to help. So that's the way I look at it, and that's the way I try to emphasize that. So hopefully they'll understand that.
Well, you know, and just what you said earlier, you know, the small town thing, and I mean, that's something that, you know, we run into here all the time too. I mean, you know, I've been a committee member of like Ducks Unlimited for, you know, 17, 18 years. And, you know, you always get all these events going, and invariably, no matter how well you try to plan something, you know, you'll end up having two in the same weekend, and you know, it always seems to work out, but, you know, sometimes it can be a nail biter, you know, on some of these things, even on that end.
I know it.
But it always happens, you know, like I said, we've tried it for years. I mean, you know, there's always something, you know, it's tax day or, you know,
right.
They're, you know, having something for the city, just like you said, you know, man of the year or something like that. And always something seems to fall in the middle of something else, and you get into that. And, you know, I don't know how you get away from that in small towns, especially when it involves outdoors and stuff like that, and you've only got a certain amount of months that, you know, the weather is so favorable to have stuff like that.
That's right. And, you know, in July, we're going to have a fried food festival, a Southern Sweet Tea Fried Food Festival, and I'm on the committee for that in the city, and it's going to be really cool. A lot of great things, you know, we're not doing, it's going to be fried food vendors frying up different types of things. It's going to be a competition, so it's really going to be a unique thing, something new that they're introducing. You know, we recently, McKinsey just basically, a convenience store was able to start selling beer, I don't know how many, just a few years ago, and recently we've had the liquor referendum passed, so we're actually going to have a liquor store in the town, and you know that's really breaking loose for our area because we are in the Southern Baptist Belt. We're in that Southern Belt. And,
Lance and I know all about that coming from Plainview. You are preaching to the choir,
know,
man.
So yeah. we're really, there's pros and there's cons to it, you know, and hopefully it'll bring some more things to town that we don't have because our town is one of the only towns you've ever heard of a Walmart closing down in. So, you know, we're supporting our town. We're trying to represent our town, you know, because there's so many small towns around. What they did, they basically closed our small store because we have a super center like 8 miles away. But, you know, it had to happen. But the thing about us having the barbecue competition right there on the square, they closed down the streets, and, you know, it's just going to be a big fun time. But we're going to draw people that might not even go to the relay events. You know what I'm saying? We're going to draw.
Sure.
So, you know, it's going to be beneficial. We're not taking away because the people that go to relay are going to go to relay. And you know as well as I do, on Friday nights is more of a cook night kind of hangout kind of thing anyhow than the actual people going through looking. They always coming through on Saturdays when you've got turn-ins and you're trying to get it done. That's when everybody wants to come see you.
Right.
But, you know, it's a Friday night. It won't be a big thing. And then I think it'll just be beneficial, and I'm really looking forward to it being positive. Guys, y'all bear with me for a minute. We have got some callers. I just refreshed my board again, and we've got callers in queue. Let me try to get these guys in and welcome them to the show. These are new numbers, and I mean, it's lit up. I mean, we've got callers everywhere. I don't know what is, you know, we're getting one in right now. Caller 214-460. Hopefully you're going to be queued in. You're live with us. Welcome to the show. Who have we got?
Hello, this is Bill Peek with All Sauced Up.
How's it going tonight?
Good. Sitting here watching the product. Ribeye's cooking here.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Thank you. I've been threatening to call in for a while, and I finally got a chance to.
Cool. You know, that's what it's all about. We welcome all the new callers. You know, we've got some great guys in the house with us tonight from here local. We've also got guys from Texas. We've got Lance Moore of West Texas Pit Masters. He hosts the Sunday night show.
Yeah, I see this guy all the time.
And we've also got John Reeves in the house. He is going to be a new show host of X Nation on Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. It's his first night on. And also got Keith Webb of Power Pork in the house with us. And, you know, we've just been just carrying on, shooting the bull, having a good time, talking Q. And that's how we roll around here. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Have you got a big show planned this weekend? You've got a competition you're hitting, or have you just come off one? Or
I just came off one, but this weekend we've got a steak cook-off here in Lewisville, Texas. That's what I'm practicing for tonight.
Oh, awesome. Nothing like a good, big, thick old steak and seared out. I don't know about y'all, but I like mine medium rare. I've got to have it. I've got to have a little moo in mine.
Mine too. Mine too, but we've got to cook these things medium.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Well,
we've got to have a medium to turn in.
Well, man. Are you familiar? I don't know. Have you ever used a grill grate?
I'm looking at one right now, sitting on top of my grill.
Man, that's the way to roll right there. Old Brad's got it down with the grill grates now. They're really nice products.
Yes, they are. They work great.
I mean, without that, I think he's got the market cornered on that. You know, he's just that product will cook a steak and X marks the spot on it. I mean, it'll put perfect marks on it, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, it will, and quick, too.
Yeah, it sure will, quick. Sometimes it chars. There's a technique to using a grill grate too. I mean, you know, we've got that cook instilled in us, but you've got to learn how to use that bad boy. You just don't want to take it out of the box and go to the competition.
I hear you. That first night I tried it, boy, I burned one up.
I'm telling you, you know what they say: practice makes perfect. You know, I mean, we just try and try again.
Yeah, this weekend I cooked about 8 of them. I had company over, and we decided which rubs we were going to use, and I cooked them all separate. So I didn't screw them all up at one time.
Well, I mean, there in Texas, y'all like it hotter anyhow. Do you put a good spicy Tex-Mex rub on it, or are you going more steak profile?
I'm going more steak. Actually, after everybody tasted all 7 steaks this weekend, they actually like my pecan rub on it, so.
Really? Well, that sounds good, you know. Pecan, I mean, and you know, this is something, guys, I just seen this last night at the grocery store. Y'all familiar with liquid smoke? You've got hickory and mesquite, what they've always had. Well, last night on the shelf, they had an apple smoke and pecan smoke.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw it tonight, Chris. Oh, we shop at the same store, though, don't we?
Yeah, we do. The only one we have in town. But, you know, I was really shocked. Apple smoke and pecan smoke. So
I have never seen it.
No, I mean, last night was the first time I'd ever even, you know, but I'm going to have to get them. I just didn't have time last night, but I'm going to have to get them and try them out. We'll do a review on them or something and get it out there. But
who's making them? Is there collagens?
I want to say Wright. It might be. What is it? Collagen? Collagen? C-O-L-G-A-N?
Collagen. Yeah, they're out of
Dallas. Well, I think that's what it is. Webb, am I right on that?
Yeah, that's it. Well, yep. They,
you know,
matter of fact, they just last year they moved into a huge warehouse. And they were completely. I think that they bought a 90,000 square foot warehouse, and
a facility to start manufacturing more stuff. So this may be some of the new stuff coming out now. And as a matter of fact, we had talked about sauce and stuff. And they're doing some co-packing too. And they were just getting kind of moved in. And like I said, I kind of got on the other deal with the rub and stuff. And so I hadn't even really messed with the sauce end of it. But they were kind of doing some of that. And that's what they were going to do with some more smoked products. So I guess that maybe that's what's going on. Have to look around here.
I'm telling you what, you know, might be something to check into. I use a little smoke in my sauce, and
I like
a little of that.
Yep.
I mean, I got smoke in my veins. I mean, everything I'm doing is smoking. I just don't smoke. I mean, that's the only thing. Well, guys, give me just a minute, and let me see if I can cue these other callers in. I want to get everybody in because it. I mean, I just refresh this board, and I'm just scanning up and down and trying to get everybody in tonight and welcome them because everybody's part of the Q crew, and I'm glad everybody's calling in. Once you call in once, you got to call in again. That's just the rules of the game. Caller 904-673, welcome to the show. Who have we got?
Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
Hey, Blake, what's happening, brother? How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, man. I just got back. Spent about a couple hours. This man is putting my smoker on my trailer for me.
Now, I've seen something about a trailer today.
I sure did. So if you got her all fixed up, I'm telling you, since Sunday, I've made about four trips to the dude's house, and I like him because he's real precise. This cat's brilliant. He's an old guy. He used to build race cars. Still
right.
Does. Built, you know, he built food trucks. I didn't know all this, but man, the time kind of gets away from you. We were just BSing about all sorts of stuff. It's so close, man. And we're cooking this weekend, so cross my fingers that it all comes through looking good and just
awesome. I know you're excited. We're excited for you. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, we get these new toys, these new gimmicks, these new little this and that for our trailer, and I mean, we just get fired up about things like that, and that's just big boys and their toys. That's just how we roll. But yeah, I know. I can't wait to see some pictures of that bad boy. I mean, yeah, you're gonna have it right. It's gonna be light too, isn't it?
Man, I'm telling you, it always costs more than you got, and it takes longer. Then you got, you know, and it's kind of harder than you think it should be, but damn, it always comes out better than you think it's going to. You know what I mean?
You're right.
First time I'm going to be portable, too, so I'm just tired of borrowing stuff, and I got a car to pull this little trailer that's going to have the smoker on it, and man, it's a whole new world now, Chris Chadwick, you know?
Awesome. That's great. That is great. I'm proud for you. I really am. We'll see Tortoise Q. Tortoise Q will be coming to McKinsey, Tennessee cooking before long. I can't wait.
We can now. We're mobile now, baby. We're mobile.
That's right. I'm excited for you. You know, that's just what it's all about. I built my smokers and made my trailers and Keith Webb's working on his, and you know, we know what it is, and you know, we know what it is to take it and make it and use it, and that's part of being barbecue. I mean, that's, you know, that's part of it right there, and I'm proud to hear you making progress. That's what it's all about. As long as we're not taking one step forward, two steps back, but two steps forward, maybe one step back on occasion, that's all right.
That's right.
Well, hey, I've got two more callers. Let me see if I can cue these people in. I'd love to have them on here. I'm trying to get everybody in tonight and welcome them to the show because I've been refreshing this board, and these callers are just popping up. It lit up like a Christmas tree a while ago, and I'm proud to see that, man. We want to welcome these guys to the show. And we've got caller 901-229 live with us. Who have we got? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
What's happening tonight? How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. This is Adam. Two Sauce to Pork. We've met once or twice.
Yeah, brother. Welcome. What is going on tonight? What's in Two Sauce to Pork's plans for this weekend? You got a big comp or anything cooking?
No, we just got done with Memphis in May, and we're kind of kicking back and getting things cleaned up and working on our next plans before everything gets too hot.
Oh, tell me about it. I mean, it's killer. I did lose about 5 pounds today just sweating it off. I'm telling you, it was killer out there. It was a beautiful day. But when you're in front of that pit and you're working and in a hurry, I mean, that blood's pumping and it's flowing, it takes, you know, it works you up.
Yeah, it does. It gets you going, but it's rough work. I know you've got y'all got some training classes coming on, going on near Bolivar here in a couple of weeks.
Really?
I don't know, it's like a cook. I don't want to say it's a cook, but it's over in Bolivar, around the square where me and Johnny hooked up with you. They got a good cook going on over there where it's like, education, that kind of thing.
Okay. I hadn't heard from that. You know, Chris Bell over there, he put on that Bolivar cook, and, you know, the Tennessee Barbecue Association got to go over and co-sanction, and, you know, that goes in and you get dual payouts, and with Shane, you know, Shane's a member of that now, and it's just something fun to do. You know, I really hated I missed Memphis in May. I was ready and just was ready to roll, and work just would not let me, you know. I just hated I missed that because I was counting on coming down, hanging with you guys, and going over to the shed, hanging out a little bit, and, you know, I was able to go over to Big Bob Gibson's last year to hang out and do some interviewing with them last year, and we had a big time, and a few other places, and I just missed out on all that this year, but I've already got it marked down. I'm going next year.
It was a good time. We came in, I think we placed 8th in mustard sauce in our scores. I was just now looking over them. We got them turned in, and flavor, spice compatibility, aroma, overall appearance, 10s, 9s, 10s across the board. It was very impressive. The competition. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I know the competition's just got to be so tight, and, you know, just fractions of 1 point and 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 places. It's just killer, I know.
No, it was intense. I mean, we look back at the scores, even for ribs, we got an overall score of 992. There were teams that were like over 1,000. It was like everybody had a great day. We were even looking at chicken, who I'm the poultry cook on the team, and we were getting overall, you know, scores of like 96, 97, 98. Perfect 10, you know. When they came back, it was like we were like 40th. I'm like, with numbers like these, how does that work? You know, we're all across the board. It was fantastic. Everybody had a good day. They really did.
Man, that's just awesome. You know, I mean, and I say, you know, it's a dynamite cook, guys. Adam is with a team, Two Sauce to Pork. They're a huge team, and they've got a Memphis chapter. And right there in Memphis in May, they compete at Memphis in May. They compete a few other places. And I was able to meet Shane through Cody Archie Lulu's barbecue. We all had a barbecue crawl. We went to Memphis and had a barbecue crawl and went and hit several barbecue joints. And then when I met Shane, then I met several others. I met Adam, met Coleslaw. You know, we just all got together and these are great bunch of guys, and they've just got a dynamite cook team. They're MBN. They're not as much KCBS as a lot of these other guys. You know, we talk KCBS, MBN, IBCA. It doesn't matter. We talk it all. We love it all. But Adam, he's part of a dynamite team right there, and it's a huge team. How many members do y'all have now?
Well, with the local team, we probably have about 12 members. Each one of us cooks a category or helps out, when we cook the local cooks. When we get together for Memphis in May, we get them all over the country. We had people from Australia, Denmark, a number of different countries that come in, and they just come help out. Some cook, some it's really great. I mean, it's a good fun time. I mean, we're very serious about the cooking, but we have a good time when it's Memphis in May.
Right,
it's really awesome how we pull it together.
That's right. You know, MBN cooks are a show, and they're one big hell of a party too. I mean, them boys are serious. I'm telling you, you got to really hang tough to hang with the MBN cook. Now, I'm telling you, but you'll have a great time, no doubt. I mean, it takes a little recouping time when after a big show like that, and especially that MBN cook there is a very pricey cook also. I mean, when we spend hundreds, possibly $1,000 on a cook, they spend, I'm afraid even I am.
The spot, all the food, members, everything, it probably exceeds 10,000. But with the amount of members we have, everybody pitches in. It's a good time, and it's very cost effective for everyone.
Man, that's awesome. That's how to do it. That really is. That's just dynamite to be able to do that. I know we have Adam. Give me just a second. We've got another caller in queue. They popped up on the screen. And we want to welcome them to the show also. Caller 361-387, welcome to the show. Who have we got?
Now it's Monty Brown, Trash Can Cookers, just checking in tonight to see how everything was going.
Hey, man, how you doing tonight? We're doing good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Where are you from, Monty?
Side of the show.
Where are you from, brother?
We're down by Corpus Christi, Texas.
All right, welcome, another Texas. Guys, we just love our Texas cooks calling in. We've got a slew of Texas cooks. We've got, I'm just so proud of all of my Texas brothers calling in. I don't know what to say, I mean, the only difference in Texas and Tennessee is just a little thing. But we just have a good time together, and welcome, you called in. You're part of the crew now. So now that means you got to call in again sometime.
Oh, we will.
All right. That's what it's all about.
I know you're short on time, so I'll let you run.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. And, we're off on live air, but we're still recording, and you're welcome to hang out with us. We're just talking. We've got MBN cooks here, IBCA or ICB. What is it? IBCA. Now,
IBCA,
correct.
IBCA. Okay. All right. KCBS and our little old TBA, Tennessee Barbecue Association, we've started. It's just a dynamite little group. We've got a website up. If y'all ever want to check it out, it's www.tbabbq.com. And, it shows all our little co-sanctioned events. We're small. We're just new. We're just beginning. But we're going to keep on keeping on because we've got a lot of guys interested in it. And, it just keeps growing a little at a time, and, as long as we keep putting that good two steps forward, and we might take one step back, but we just make it work. We all love the queue. That's what we're all here for. And anybody got any secrets they want to give out tonight? I'm all ears. I'm ready to shig a little bit. Anybody got any secrets on chicken, pork, beef? Doesn't matter. Give me something, guys. Nobody wants to give secrets out. What's up with that?
A little setup out there.
I'm running out of ingredients.
Well, my new secret is pecan smoke, liquid smoke. Now, see, I done give out a secret right there, pecan liquid smoke. Webb, you ain't putting any of that in your new sauce, are you?
No, that's all, Jordan. No, I ain't doing that. We're going to leave it alone, I think.
All right. Man, I'm telling you. Well, guys, it's just, we just have a good time, and
We talked Q. You know, Webb, he just brought a first-place brisket home last weekend. That's a big shout-out to him on that first-place brisket because here in Tennessee, we work on them briskets and we cook them. And, you know, we just kind of try to keep it going, no doubt. Now, if there's anything... Okay. I just switched on my chat room, and it's just loaded up, and I'm just trying to read it all. It looks like it's about over. Back to y'all guys. If y'all all want to give a shout-out real quick, everybody that's left on here, I'm going to start out with the numbers. Just give a shout-out and your team. I sure appreciate it. I appreciate all y'all calling in tonight. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, and we've lost a few callers already. But, Adam, I'll you up first, brother. Just give a shout-out, and we'll go from you, okay?
Fair enough. Well, we're Tucson Support. We're a Memphis-based team, and we do a big show for Memphis and May. We're always looking for members for the Memphis and May team. Everybody's free to join from all over the place. We always have a good time. Other than that, we do some local cooks. We do, International Goat Days over in Millington. It's always a good cook for us. And we do Smoking by the Lake. That's a Millington run. It's always a good time. And we do, trying to think of the other cook we do. It's an Arlington Fall Fest. We always have a good time with that. That's an MBN event. And there's always a lot of other cooks, but look us up. If you're in town, why join up? Have a good time. We're always welcoming new members, and it's always about the food, having a great time.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Adam, appreciate you calling in the show. Every Wednesday night, you're always welcome to call in now. Don't be shy. Call in. We start.
I appreciate it, Chris.
We start at 6. Get Shane in there. Just get, y'all all call in. We'll just have a big old Tucson Support show one night. So we'll work it out.
I think it'll be a good time.
Well, there you go. I know it would be. So anytime, you're always welcome. Every Wednesday night, call in, brother. You're part of the Q crew now.
I appreciate it. You should come out and check us out sometime.
I will. I'm not far from Memphis, just a couple hours. We're going to get down there and make it work.
Sounds great.
All right. Have a good night. We appreciate you calling. I'm going to go on down here to Pirate Port and give us a shout-out real quick, brother.
What did you say, Chris?
You're up. You're
right.
Oh, ready.
Okay. I was talking to Jordan. Pirate Port, we're on Facebook. And you can look us up there, or Keith Webb. And I want to shout out to my sponsor, Matt's Pub. And Junior's Rub for Grub, and a special shout out to my daughter Jordan for sponsoring us last weekend when we got that first in brisket.
That's right. All right. Way to go, Jordan. All right. Way to go, Pirate Port. Thanks for calling in as always. Appreciate it so much. All right, caller 214-460. You're up.
All right, Bill Peek with All Sauced Up out of Dallas, Texas. Want to thank Talk Texan Rubs. And you, because without you, someplace for me to go talk, my wife would kill me. She's so tired of hearing me talk about barbecue, she can not understand it. I appreciate it.
We sure appreciate you calling in tonight. Welcome to the show. You're part of the Q crew now also. Now, you know, you got Lance on Sunday night, John Reeves on Thursday night. You got to call in and hang out with us. You're part of the Q crew now, so... Wednesday night, you can talk barbecue with us too, brother.
We'll do it. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too. Thank you so much for calling in. We do appreciate it. And Blake, you're up, my friend.
Yes, sir. First and foremost, man, I got a shout out to the old boss lady, the wife, the old love of my life for putting up with all these little barbecue dreams I got. team. y'all know about this. Team is Tortoise Q, just like the turtle. And breaking news, man, Tortoise Q is soon to be mobile.
Mobile.
So we're cooking this weekend a It's a GBA out in Fernandina Beach, Florida. It's called a GBA Going Coastal. So if you're out that way, man, come by, say hello.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Blake, appreciate you calling in. You already know you're part of the Q crew. So just let the smoke roll, brother, and keep it up. Keep that fire burning.
Yeah, bro. I appreciate having me on, Chris.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much. Thank all my callers tonight. We've had several callers tonight. I'm excited to have everybody calling in. We've had chat room going on. I've tried to do some chatting in there, but we've had Tim Seals in the chat room. Jeremy Moyer's in the chat room. Jason Adams in the chat room. We've had several people in the chat room tonight. Proud to see that. I'm going to do better on the chat room. We've also had some Florida cookers in the chat tonight. I do want to give them a shout-out. Hold on a minute. We're going to get to them because I don't want to miss anybody. Newman's Barbecue, I believe. I'm trying to find it. But we're proud to have all you guys in the chat room also. You know, I'm going to work on doing that a little harder. I'm just not that savvy yet. But, hey, we're going to make it happen like we always do right here on the Chris Chadwick Show. Let's talk smoke. We have talked smoke tonight. We appreciate everybody calling in as always. This is Chris Chadwick. Look me up on Facebook. Like my page, Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke Barbecue Show. Call County Cookers Competition Team. And I do want to thank all my sponsors before I get off the air tonight. I've got Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Thank you, Mr. Bill Arnold. Barbecue Superstars, Mr. Darrell Mass. Thank you very much. Brad Baird of Grill Great, grillgrate.com. Maverick Industries, which look them up, Maverick Houseware, housewares.com. Also, meatrake.com, greenmountaingrills.com. Check all these sites out. There's some dynamite product. You can't go wrong with any of them. Also, Junior Urias, up team up in smoke. Rub for Grub, Dynamite Rub. Check it out. It's dynamite stuff. It's great, great, great tasting rub. All my sponsors, my sponsor family, thank you very much for helping me out. I greatly appreciate it. This is Chris Chadwick for the Let's Talk Smoke Show right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com, Blog Talk Radio, saying goodnight. Let the smoke roll. We're going to be letting the smoke roll this weekend, and we will see you and talk to you again next Wednesday night. God bless and good night.